The practice of donating for political access is back in focus on two fronts this morning. The New South Wales Independent Commission Against Corruption resumes today to probe a front company called 8x5, allegedly used to mask donations from prohibited sources to the New South Wales Liberal Party. Federally, no such prohibition exists so long as the donations are disclosed. But this morning there are claims donations to a fundraising entity linked to the Treasurer, Joe Hockey, are not entirely transparent. The North Sydney Forum offers senior business figures personal access to the Treasurer in return for annual fees of up to $22,000. ACTU Secretary Dave Oliver told RN Breakfast earlier the forum is headed up by John Hart, Chief Executive of Restaurant Catering Australia, which is lobbying the government to crack down on penalty rates for workers.
That is headed up by the chairman of the retail sector, where they are raising money for the Liberal Party, and no doubt in return they're looking at trying to get laws or policy in place that's designed to do over workers. And that's why we've now got a big push by big business out there to attack the penalty rates of workers in this country.
Dave Oliver, a spokesman for the Treasurer, says any suggestion Joe Hockey is for sale is, quote, offensive and repugnant. Green Senator Lee Rhiannon wants the political donation law changed. She's speaking to our political editor, Alison Carabine.
Lee Rhiannon, good morning.
Good morning, Alison.
The North Sydney Forum is a campaign fundraising body run by Joe Hockey's North Sydney Federal Electoral Conference. It appears to run entirely within the existing electoral donation laws, but you have your concerns. What are they?
The Prime Minister has a similar forum, the Warringah Forum. The Greens Democracy for Sale project has been raising this for many years, and these latest revelations do link the Prime Minister and the Treasurer with the growing New South Wales Liberal Party political donation scandal. And our concerns are the lack of transparency. While there are rules, we don't know if the rules are broken because they're so complicated to follow. But all these revelations really do underline the need for far-reaching reform. And you could say Mr. Hockey would not be facing this embarrassing conflict of interest problem if corporate political donations were banned.
Does it necessarily mean that Joe Hockey, or Tony Abbott for that matter, is up for sale?
Well, there's certainly that perception that when you're selling membership to these forums, the Warringah Forum and the North Sydney Forum, there's a different scale of fees that you put in. I think it goes up to $22,000. And depending on how much money you pay, you get access to a varying degree. I think it goes right up to personal one-on-one meetings. Now, that certainly creates a perception that these politicians, and we're talking about the two most powerful politicians in the country, Mr. Abbott and Mr. Hockey, are available to be paid money that goes to the Liberal Party, and that then they share information and are lobbied. Now, we don't know what deals are done behind closed doors, but there is certainly disquiet in the public that's growing that this is a form of being bought.
And is it the lack of transparency? Is it because we don't necessarily know who the members of these fora are, who is paying these membership fees, which really are political donations by another name?
Well, the disquiet is because of the sort of complexity and the ongoing stories that are just breaking around this. But it's not just a question of transparency. Even if the laws were obeyed, we can see that the many layers here does suggest, and at times it's been revealed, that these groupings don't disclose all the donations. It appears sometimes that these bodies disclose that the money's coming from them, not from the individual donors. That's what's very hard to identify. But the Greens will continue to work, and it is disappointing that Labor and the Coalition have regularly voted together at a federal level to stop reforms that the Greens have proposed, both in the lobbying area and the donation area.
How widespread are these types of fundraising entities? How many other senior politicians would be using them to raise cash?
That's a good question. Again, very hard to find out. There's Mr. Turnbull has the Wentworth Forum. Also, there was the Higgins Club, I think it was the Higgins Club 200, that former Treasurer Peter Costello used, and that these are often called associated entities. But I went and checked again on the Australian Electoral Commission website, and the Warringah Forum and the North Sydney Forum are not listed as associated entities. But I was interested in the Herald that the North Sydney Forum was. Again, it shows the complexity and how hard it is to find out who is donating, what channel, how it's been funneled and what's been disclosed.
Dave Oliver did cite the example of John Hart, who is the chairman of the forum. He's also the chief executive of Restaurant Catering Australia. So he has a keen interest in the issue of penalty rates. Other members of Joe Hockey's forum are believed to include the National Australia Bank and the Financial Services Council, both of which would have a keen interest in the government's future of financial advice laws. How great is there for a potential conflict of interest, not just the perception of a conflict of interest?
Oh, there's a massive, massive conflict of interest here. Who else can buy such access to the minister unless they have a lot of money? And when they have a direct interest in some of the key decisions that will be made by Cabinet, that will change laws, that will change the profit levels of these companies, there's a lot riding on this.
Yeah, but access doesn't necessarily mean influence.
Access doesn't necessarily mean influence, but unless we separate the election funding money, that's why the Greens have worked for a long time for public election funding. Well, unless we separate that out, that needs to be done. And then when it comes to the lobbying, it should be disclosed. What are the decisions that are made?
Now, Christopher Pyne on the weekend, he called for all donations from organisations and corporations to be banned, so no donations from unions and business. I take it the Greens would support that call if you want all electoral funding to come from the public purse?
Yes, we've worked for that for a long time, that for-profit companies should not be able to give money.
Yeah, well, the Greens did receive the biggest single political donation in Australian history, and it came from a businessman, no less, $1.6 million before the 2010 election from the What If founder, Graham Wood. Isn't it a bit cute of the Greens to now be pushing for funding reform, considering that big donation?
No, not at all. One has to keep a strong public voice for these reforms. And at the time that donation came through, I remember the then leader of the Australian Greens, Bob Brown, Senator Bob Brown, said at the time that he would have preferred not to have had to take that donation. And that's a sentiment that I share. And we have continued to work. I worked then with Bob Brown. I work now with Christine Milne for the reforms that are urgently needed to restore confidence in the political process.
So it's good enough for the Greens to take the money, but not the major political parties?
No, not at all. We're saying no. We've always said none of us should be taking that money.
Great. Lee Rhiannon, thanks so much for your time.
Thanks, Alison.
And the Green Senator Lee Rhiannon was speaking there to Alison Carabine.